And now, a Shadow Public Radio special presentation. Session 3. System online. Ping user. User found. Ping observer. Observer found. Activate session. Default parameters. Input received. Deviation algorithm. 24%. Players online.
Players online.
Odessa, level 2.
Oz.
Ace. Morgan.
Jack.
Mighty Mickey, level 2. Session begin.
Your hand trembles on the door, but you force it to be still. You whisper, "What's coming?" But there is no reply. The three fingers of your maimed hand can feel the grain of the wood and the vibrations slowly subside as the heavy footfalls move away. A quick glance at the door handle show it has no lock on this side. You grab the knife in your right hand and slowly turn the door handle with your left. There is a loud noise from the other room, like something large falling onto the floor. You take a breath and peek into the next room. The room is unoccupied at the moment. It appears to be a corner antechamber leading to a hallway on your left. The far wall and right wall have wide windows, similar to the bedroom. Tall shrubs with golden and red leaves seem to burn in the afternoon sun. A blue rug covers the marble floor, a tiny ocean. The source of the noise seems to be a gigantic desk that has been flipped up on its end to block entry into the hallway. Loose papers are still settling, floating to land on the carpet ocean. You can see the deep impressions in the rug against the right-hand wall where the desk must have sat. Something moved the desk with great force to block your exit from this antechamber. You have no doubt that the large desk is too heavy for you to move unaided. You also notice an upturned record player that may have been the source of the music you heard. You don't know why, but you feel a sense of urgency. Escape is required. Taking up the illustrated book, you tear out the page with the vivid drawing of the fountain, then are uncertain of why you did so. Ruefully, you tuck the torn page back in place and insert the blade of the knife between the pages and close the book, a serviceable sheath. After a moment's thought, you take the mirror as well and slide all of your possessions into your belt. Possessions are things that one owns. You cannot remember owning anything before this moment. The desk in the bedroom is now empty. Is this theft, you wonder? The window in your room is not locked, but firmly closed with a brass latch. Your hands lack the strength to force it, but with the help of the knife, the latch gives way. The window is large enough for you to squeeze through, and you find yourself in an interior courtyard, behind a large fern. You see fine rows of green shrubs cut into vicious squares, a path leading to a fountain in the center. The fountain has no water, but a winged statue sits within, left hand outstretched towards a bronze gate. The gate is open, leading into the rest of the building. The courtyard is bound on all four sides by glass windows and a long hallway that seems to wrap around except for the open gate leading inside. You notice all this in an instant, but your attention is captured by something more pressing. Walking slowly down the hallway, past the windows that separate you, a massive dark figure. It is twice your height, hunched, its head avoiding the ceiling. Its long arm drags behind it. Only when the figure crosses in front of the open gate can you see why. The tall figure is clutching the arm of a woman, dressed very similarly to you. Her eyes are wide with fear, her hair is red. On her left cheek, a large green M has been stamped. The tall figure pulls her into the courtyard, then stretches, allowing its full height and horror to be seen. You don't have the words for what you are seeing, except tree, and bad. And then a new word from your poetry book, demon. The tall demon sniffs the air, then its head snaps towards where you stand. Partially concealed by shrubbery, you feel the knife in your hand. The demon blocks the only exit. Escape is required. Your teeth are stones in your mouth. Somewhere inside you, a choice is howling. It must be fed. Will you fight, or will you flee?
Game state saved. Alert! All players will remain logged in. Access is now locked. No players may exit system. No users may become players until conditions are met. Only players currently logged in can input commands for session 5. SPR node prompt available. No commands may be entered except query. Session 4 will generate from observer input only. Ping observer node. Node found. Observer node available. Observer node not hosted within SPR system mainframe. Observer node must be located. Observer input requested. Observer input cannot be modified by the system. Deviation algorithm deactivated. The first observer input received will generate session 4. No other input will be accepted. System online. Awaiting input.
Rune Clock is an experimental interactive program. Players input commands using the comments section of the pertinent post on shadowpublicradio.com. The system will decipher all comments into executable input and then generate the next stage of the session. Without input, the system cannot function. All users are registered as observers by default, but toggle their status to player when a command is entered. Please include your player handle when posting. As the session grows in sophistication, more commands may become available. As with any complex system, the full extent of the simulation parameters is unknown. All users should be wary of emergent gameplay, unexpected coincidence, and a small degree of risk. The system is waiting.